Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to the 1,000th episode of Adventures in Odyssey.
Bienvenue, welcome, one and all, to Henri's Art Gallery. I am Jacques-Henri, of course, and tonight we celebrate the unveiling of the winner of the annual Tri-County Art Contest. The artist is yet to arrive. In the meantime, help yourselves to the hors d'oeuvre and beverage. Bon appétit!
Cooper?
Oh, hi, Zuzu. What are you doing here?
I could ask you the same. Wait, you're an artist. Of course you would be here.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but yeah, I'm learning about sculpting, and this year's winner is a sculpture. What about you?
I'm covering the story for the Odyssey Owl.
Nice. You've been doing that a lot lately. Didn't you and Emily just do something in Connellsville?
Yes, the Model United Nations at Connellsville Middle School. Huh. Emily was the U.S. ambassador. She didn't want to go, but as class president, she was required.
Poor Em.
I've never been to a gallery unveiling. Anything I should know?
Not really. It won't be as exciting as the Model UN, but the sculpture is supposed to be pretty spectacular.
Cooper? What's wrong?
Well, there's someone else here I wasn't expecting. Anthony!
Huh?
Anthony Cross, right?
Yeah.
Cooper Calhoun.
Right. The coach's son.
Yeah. How you been?
Okay. You? You still in high school?
Yep, for a little longer. I didn't know you liked art.
I don't. I mean, it's okay, but I'm not all that interested in it.
Then why are you...
Look at my shirt. Huh? I work for a janitorial service. Henri is one of our clients. I was working in the next room, and I thought I'd see what I'm going to have to clean up later.
Oh.
I should get back. Good seeing you again, Calhoun. Say hi to your dad.
Good seeing you, too.
How do you know him?
Oh, he was a senior when I was a freshman. He was popular, also class president, and a really good athlete. But he moved midway through the year, and I lost touch with him. Hadn't seen him since.
Hello, everyone. The winner is here at last. His work was chosen from among dozens of entries and will be displayed at galleries in Chicago and New York. He will also be awarded a substantial guest prize. So, without further ado, I am honored to introduce this year's winner, renowned artiste extraordinaire, Rogers Carroll.
Thank you, Josh.
Oh, brother.
Sounds like someone isn't happy.
This marks the fourth year in a row that Monsieur Carroll has won the contest. Impressive, no? And so, I present to you his magnifique sculpture, The Egg.
Cooper, is that supposed to be... good?
I can't believe that actually won.
Give it up, Barbara. You're just jealous because you came in second again.
I came in second again, Rogers, because you're a hack who's well-connected with the Tri-County Art Commission, not because your projects are any good.
I'm not having this conversation with you, especially here.
Well, then, let the people judge for themselves. This is just a giant egg sliced open to reveal a dime store Earth globe inside. That's supposed to be art?
I mean, she's not wrong.
I must insist that you leave, mademoiselle, or I shall be forced to call the police.
Go ahead. They can arrest him for impersonating an artist.
And here I thought this wouldn't be exciting.
Détendez-vous, monsieur, restez calme, madame.
Tout le monde, restez calme!
Come in.
You wanted to see me, Principal Folkler? Dad?
Hi, sweetheart.
What are you doing here?
I called and asked him to come. Have a seat, Emily.
Okay.
I need you to tell me what happened at the Model UN last weekend.
Well, it was a lot of fun. I didn't expect it to be. I normally don't like these things, but it ended up being a really good learning experience.
What did you do there? Exactly.
Like the name says, it was a Model UN. My fellow delegates and I came up with a proposal to solve the world hunger problem. And the rest of the time was spent trying to persuade the other delegates.
The other middle schoolers.
Right, to vote our way. It gave me a taste of what it must be like to be at the real UN. Speeches, debates, backroom deals, and a little strong-arming to get people to support you.
Yeah, it's the strong-arming part I need to talk to you about.
Alleged strong-arming.
It's just a figure of speech. What's wrong?
Emily, do you know Chris Metcalf?
I don't think so.
She was from the Connellsville Middle School delegation, has a disability, uses a walker.
Oh, yeah, I remember her now. Why?
She's leveled some very serious accusations against you.
You're kidding. What kinds of accusations?
Personal threats, harassment, bullying, and assault.
What? I didn't do that.
You're certain? Maybe you were just playing around and said or did something that could have been taken the wrong way?
No, I mean, I barely remember this girl. In fact, the only thing I remember about her is that she used a walker. Dad?
It's all right. Principal Vogler, this is obviously some kind of mistake.
I'm sure it is. But we have a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to bullying, so I have to take this seriously. Right now, I'm just trying to keep it from escalating.
Can we meet with this girl and her family?
As a matter of fact, they're coming here for a meeting later this week.
Good. We can get to the bottom of this.
I am so sorry, Dad. I know how busy you are right now with your re-election campaign. I mean, the last thing you need is to have to deal with some ridiculous school squabble.
This isn't just a squabble, Emily. If these charges are proven true, the consequences may be severe. There could even be legal ramifications.
Legal?
Let's not jump the gun. We need to hear what this Chris has to say and go from there.
This is unbelievable.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club...
We haven't seen them in, like, 6 years.
Yeah, more like 7.
Unexpected visitors arrive for the Perkins family.
I need some help.
From us?
I lost my job and my apartment in Tampa.
Then you need a place to stay.
With some unexpected secrets.
My mom did something bad to your mom?
We've been kind of poor for the last 7 years. And it's mostly your mom's fault.
Listen this month only on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Legal? Like, you could be arrested?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, that's crazy.
I remember Chris, but I didn't talk with her. And I don't remember you talking with her either, Emily. If you want, I'll come to the meeting and tell them that.
No, thanks, Suzu. But Principal Vogler's trying to keep things low-key. Besides, I know there's no truth to any of this. It's all so silly.
Well, you want me to do a little digging on Chris Metcalf? See what I can find out about her background?
There's no need for any of that. Yet.
Well, can I at least tell Cooper about it? We're meeting up tomorrow.
Sure. Though I don't know how he can help.
Well, he's part of the team. With us around, you have nothing to worry about.
So... how's Emily doing?
Oh, you know Em. Always cool under pressure. She thinks it'll blow over, but I wanted to keep you in the loop.
Thanks.
And thank you for helping me out.
Yeah. Oh, here's our tea. You can hit first.
All right.
So, why the sudden interest in golf?
My doctor told me if I ever want my hands to get better, I need to do more with them than just type on a computer all day. I need to grip something like a tennis racket or a golf club. It's good therapy. Hence the driving range. And since you're great at all sports...
Oh, well, I like golf, but I wouldn't say I'm great at it.
Hey, you're better than I am. And you can at least teach me the basics.
Calhoun!
Oh, hey, Anthony! Twice in 1 week, huh? What are you doing here?
I thought we went over this. Janitorial service, all over town.
Right, sorry.
Who's your friend?
Oh, Maury Rydell, Anthony Cross.
Nice to meet you.
You know, he's the one who should be teaching you. Anthony was a great athlete at Odyssey High.
Yeah, well... I don't really do sports much anymore.
Why not?
Stuff happens. When my dad died, I had to grow up and get a job.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to pry. Wow! That lady hit the ball like a mile. Straight as an arrow, too.
She does that almost every time.
Huh. Wait! She's the person who caused a ruckus at the gallery yesterday. She's an artist. What's her name? Oh, Barbara! Uh-oh.
Oops, she biffed it.
That's a first.
You think I distracted her?
Well, she definitely heard you. Yo, she's coming over.
I need to get back to work. See ya.
Does she look mad to you?
She does get mad pretty easily.
Hello.
Hi, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to disturb you.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. I was just surprised to hear my name. I'm Barbara Haynes.
Oh, Cooper Calhoun. And this is Maury Rydell.
You're incredible.
Oh, thank you, Maury. You look familiar, Cooper. We've met, or...
Not exactly. I was at the unveiling of the egg.
Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. Now it's my turn to apologize. There's no excuse for my behavior. It was unprofessional.
For what it's worth, I think the egg is terrible, too.
It really is, isn't it? And to think that he's won 4 years in a row now. Well, too late to do anything about it now, I suppose. I really must be going.
Oh, can you hit one last ball before you leave? I could learn something from your footwork.
Oh, yeah, of course. I don't usually think about my form. I'm just here to work out my frustrations.
Oh, incredible.
Oh, thank you. It was very nice meeting you both.
You too.
Bye. Wow, she's great.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is.
What's up?
It's just, there's something, I don't know. She just doesn't seem like the same person I saw back at the gallery. Never mind. Back to your lesson.
Well, I'm gonna do what she did. Here. Okay, feet place so. Hold the club so. Rear back. And... I did it! I hit it!
Where'd
it go?
Four! Nice hook.
Oops.
First, I want to thank Judge Jones, Principal Lansing, and Chris Metcalf for coming.
We take bullying very seriously at Connellsville Middle School.
As we do here in Odyssey. I would have preferred it if your parents were here, Chris.
They're out of the country.
I see. Now, you claim that Emily bullied you at the Model UN event at your school, correct?
It's not a claim. She did bully me.
I did not.
Emily.
You want to see the bruises? Look at my arms.
You could have gotten those anywhere.
All right, stop. Emily, you'll get your chance. Chris, please tell us what happened.
Well, Emily and a couple of other people made their proposals for solving world hunger. Emily was everywhere, trying to get everyone to vote her way. But I didn't like her proposal. And when she came to me, I told her I wasn't going to vote for it. I could see she was upset, but she walked away and started talking to other delegates. A little while later, I went out into the hallway, and that's when it happened.
Hey! You!
My name is Chris, Emily.
Whatever. How come you're not voting for my proposal? It's obviously the best one.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, maybe it's a little beyond you.
It's not beyond me. I just don't like it.
Well, who cares? You still need to vote for it, understand?
No, I'm leaving.
I didn't say you could go anywhere.
Let go of my walker.
Vote for my proposition.
I won't. Let go.
You want me to let go? Fine. Did you fall down?
Leave me alone.
I will if you vote my way.
Okay, just leave me alone.
Good. I'll see you back on the floor.
She didn't even help me up.
Oh, come on. This is ridiculous.
Emily.
Why would I do that? This wasn't a competition where we got a prize or anything. I mean, sure, I wanted my proposal to be adopted, but so did all the other delegates.
Well, perhaps you did it for the same reason all bullies bully, a sense of power and control over those weaker than you.
Reckless speculation is uncalled for, sir. My daughter is innocent until proven guilty, and I've heard no such proof.
Gentlemen, please.
But I can prove it. If none of this happened, then how did I get this?
My delegate's badge?
Yeah. You were so busy bullying me, you didn't notice it flew off your jacket when you pushed me down. I found it when I was getting up.
May I see that?
Certainly, but There's more. The Odyssey delegation had matching jackets provided by the school, didn't they, Principal Vogler?
Yes.
Now, I asked you to bring Emily's to this meeting.
And I have it right here.
All right. The badges were clipped to the left breast pocket. And, as you can see, there's a small tear in Emily's jacket. Here. On the pocket.
What?
May I ask a question?
Go ahead, Judge.
Chris, if what you say is true, why didn't you tell someone when it happened? Why did you wait until now?
Well, she threatened me. I had to wait until I knew I'd be safe.
Emily, do you have an explanation?
I remember I lost my badge, but I don't know where or when.
It was out in the hallway. When you pushed me down, you're nothing but a big bully. You need to be kicked out of school and put in jail.
It's going to be all right.
But I didn't do it. I didn't.
Huh. That sounds brutal, Em.
Well, it wasn't pleasant.
Where is everyone now?
Chris and the Connellsville principal left. My dad's still in the room talking with Principal Vogler. It's not looking good for me.
I'm sorry, Emily.
The thing is, I really don't know how Chris got my badge or how my jacket was torn.
But you do know. Not about the badge, but the jacket, remember? We were on a break and we went to the bathroom, and when you came out of the stall, you were carrying your jacket. And it got caught on the latch on the stall door.
That's right. I felt a tug on my jacket, but I didn't really think about it because I was so eager to get back to the main room.
It's entirely possible that your badge got caught on the latch and flew off. We were all in a hurry and didn't notice it was missing until later.
And then Chris found it in the bathroom.
Judge, I've talked to them at length.
Well, what are you waiting for? There's your dad and the principal. Tell him.
Dad! Principal Vogler! Suzu remembered something. The real explanation why my jacket was torn and I lost my badge.
Yes, you see...
Wait. I appreciate you trying to help Suzu, but anything you say now will just look like Emily concocted a story to cover herself.
But my sister has an eidetic memory. If she remembers it, it happened.
Well, that won't be good enough for Chris and her principal. The only thing they will accept is putting Emily on disciplinary probation.
What does that mean? Getting kicked out of school?
No. You'll still be able to attend classes, but you'll be acknowledging that you engaged in unacceptable behavior. And it may appear on your permanent record.
What?
But she's innocent.
I don't like it any more than you do, but I was barely able to get them to agree to this. Chris wants to take it further, and trust me, if she does, things will get worse.
I'm willing to take it further.
I'll take the probation.
What?
You don't have time for this, Dad.
You're much more important than my re-election, sweetheart.
I know, but sometimes a person has to compromise.
Are you sure?
If this will smooth things over, then yes, I'll take it.
Well, it's been a long day. Let's go home.
Bye, Emily.
See you tomorrow.
It isn't fair. It isn't right.
Your loyalty is admirable, Suzu, but this is for the best. Let it go.
I need to stop by the computer lab, sis. I'll see you at home, okay?
Let it go. No, I won't. My friend needs help, and I'm going to help her.
Want to be part of something awesome? Then join the Adventures in Odyssey Club. You'll get access to over 1,000 episodes, behind-the-scenes content, devotionals, games, and a free subscription to Focus on the Family's Clubhouse magazine. Discover all the perks at adventuresinodyssey.com.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Who is set on tragedy?
Ugh, what a mess.
Anthony?
Oh, hey, Calhoun. What are you doing here?
I was on my way to school and I saw the police car out front. Whoa, the egg is toast.
Yeah, I came in to clean up this morning and found it like this. I called the police. They're looking at the security footage in the office now.
What happened?
Someone broke in last night and destroyed it. It has been pulverized.
Any idea who?
No. Security footage showed the vandal was covered in black from head to toe like, how would you say, a ninja.
Anything else damaged?
No, just the egg. Whoever did it must have really hated that thing. Huh. Pieces of it are all the way across the gallery.
I know who did it! Barbara Haynes!
Oh, no, Rogers. Rest a call.
It's obvious! Mm. She's always been jealous of me.
Well,
she made that ruckus at the unveiling. You were there, young man. You remember.
Well, yes. And with that golf swing of hers, she definitely could have done it.
Golf swing?
Yeah. I saw her at the range a couple days back. She's got a killer drive. Lots of power. Oh, but just because she can hit a golf ball hard doesn't mean she did this.
But it does mean Barbara Haynes is worth questioning by the police, not... Yes! Especially since she was the runner-up at the annual Tri-County Art Contest. She'll move into the top spot. That's motive. Stop the investigation. We already have our criminal.
Emily, Suzu, have a seat, please.
Okay. Is everything all right?
No. I wonder if the two of you can explain this to me.
Odyssey Middle School covering up bullying and assault?
This is the online edition of the Connellsville Middle School Courier, the school's paper. The lead story is about the incident between you and Chris Metcalf. The slant is that Odyssey Middle School is doing nothing about our so-called abusive student, namely you, Emily, and is, in fact, lying to cover up your actions.
But I never talked to the paper.
Well, someone did.
Suzu, what did you do?
I wrote a letter to the Courier defending you.
Which they printed in yesterday's edition.
What did you say in the letter?
I said what a great job you do as a school president, that you were being falsely accused and that I could prove it. Then I told them how your jacket was torn.
Which today's article twists so it looks like Emily made up a cover story, just like I said. But that's not all you said, is it, Suzu?
No. I also said that I was at the Model UN and was with you the whole time, Emily. So I know you didn't do what Chris is accusing you of.
Except you weren't with Emily the whole time, were you?
Yes, I was.
Not according to this picture of the floor at the Model UN with all the delegates. You're highlighted, Suzu. That's you in the circle. But neither Emily nor Chris is in it. Did you forget this little detail when you wrote the letter?
Suzu doesn't forget anything.
Emily!
You lied! Why would you do that?
I didn't know someone took a picture. We were apart for less than 5 minutes. I was just trying to help.
You've been caught in a lie, Suzu, and you've made me look guilty.
It's just a school newspaper.
It's a story about the daughter of a judge who is up for re-election. It's only a matter of time before the town newspaper runs it.
Oh, I can see the headlines now. Prominent judge protects his privileged daughter.
The very thing I was trying to avoid has happened. Things are spiraling out of my control.
How?
This school has an expressly stated zero tolerance policy against bullying, and especially assault. We barely satisfied it with a disciplinary probation. But I told you that Chris wanted more, right? Do you remember? And now she's going after it. My hands are tied here. I'm sorry, but I have to act.
What does that mean?
Effective immediately, you are removed from the office of student body president. You're also suspended. And pending further investigation, I may have no choice but to expel you.
Oh, what?
Emily, wait!
Suzu, just give me some space.
Sorry.
I'm sure you are, Suzu, but your lie didn't just hurt your credibility. It hurt mine, and more importantly, my father's.
You're my friend. I couldn't just do nothing. Don't you see? Don't be mad. Please.
I'm not mad. I mean, I am, but look, I just need time to deal with this, okay? I'll see you later.
I was just trying to help.
It looks like someone is out to get Emily Jones. But why? I guess we'll have to listen next time to find out. I'm sure Suzu was just trying to help her friend, but by telling a lie, she made a bad situation even worse. Proverbs 10:9 says, "Whoever walks in integrity walks securely."
but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. It's important to remember that God is the one in charge of outcomes. Results are His business. Ours is to trust God and obey His commands along the way. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Crisscrossed Part 1 was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Luke Gano, and music by Jared DePasquale. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Preston Butler III, Jeremy Guskin, Dan Hagen, April Hong, Joel McCrary, Michael Orenstein, Christina Pacelli, John Rubino, Tara Sands, and Atticus Schaefer. And I'm Chris. Thank you for joining us for 1,000 episodes of Adventures in Odyssey.